You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. We have some exciting news. The Flame creative team will be taking over New York City July 18th through the 21st. This will be the first time we've seen each other in person ever since we started this entirely remote production, and we couldn't be happier. We'll be hosting a Flame pop-up at one of our favorite LGBTQ bars, Henrietta Hudson, on July 18th, and we'll also be hosting a piano karaoke party at Sid Gold's with Dewey's Piano Party from TikTok on July 19th. Make sure you get your tickets for both events at Les Hangouts' Eventbrite page. We're also trying to get a billboard in Times Square, and we need your help. We need 100 patrons on our Patreon to get our name in lights and have this beautiful lesbian love story front and center in Times Square. And we're almost halfway there, living on a prayer. So join us at bit.ly/theflamepatreon to help make it happen. As always, thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Previously on The Flame.
As tempting as off-putting sounds, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I shouldn't tempt fate.
I'm never eating shellfish in front of you ever again.
My hero.
Mr. Bouchard, I'm not selling.
Everyone sells for the right price. How about this? I'll take you to dinner and we can discuss this entire misunderstanding.
Rachel?
I've been thinking a lot about us lately and how we ended things.
You mean when I asked you to marry me and you said, quote, I can't do this, Jamie?
Let's get dinner.
Seems like our sweet little bartender's working some overtime. If she thought she could end our engagement without any drama, she misunderstood.
So we're not having any Rachel relapses?
Not me. I'm 100% over her. How is it that you always give me the best relationship advice when you don't even like all this romance bullshit?
I like my life just how it is. I don't need a wife to spend it with. I'm happy with me.
Shit. I'm gonna be so late. Siri, call Jamie, baby.
This is not an answering machine. This is a telepathic thought recording device. After the annoying beep, think loudly your name, your number, and your reason for calling. Bye.
Ew. I see you still have that strange little voicemail, pumpkin. I'm gonna be a teensy bit late. Some paperwork from the office just came in and I have to sign it and send it back over. So just grab us some drinks and I'll meet you at the bar. See you soon, pumpkin. Mwah.
I'm a proponent. Looking out for me, I'm making sure I'm always a priority. I know what I'm worth and I gotta come first if I'm gonna make it last. All I expect is some basic respect. Is that so much to ask? At the end of the day, I like a girl who's just a little more to be. But she was always that girl.
I mean, when Jamie proposed, it was all just so fast, you know? I mean, who wants to get engaged in their prime?
I sure don't.
I thought I'd take a little time, focus on my needs, and cast my line for any other fish in the sea. I've gotta be honest, I wouldn't have thought it'd be so hard to find somebody who didn't need such a commitment to have a good time. But maybe she's changed her mind, and so I'm willing to take her back, leave the past in the past. No need to lock it down. I never had any doubts about her loyalty. Ooh! I need a girl who's just a little more into me, yeah, than I am into her, yeah. And she and I might not have been.
Coming for you, Jamie, baby.
What has this world come to? What kind of restaurant doesn't have a 2-page wine menu?
A chain restaurant?
Ugh, I hate chain restaurants. Where's the flair, the originality?
So you picked the Juicy Crab because...
You seem like the type of woman to enjoy fish.
It is so great to have you guys back.
Aw, Pumpkin, they gave us our usual table.
Of course, as far away from the kitchen and the vents as possible. How could I forget?
You are just a doll. Aren't they just the cutest, Jamie? We'll take our usual bottle of wine and some extra bread.
You got it. And I'm sorry to have to ask you, but it's policy now. You do have your EpiPen with you, right?
God, this is embarrassing, but yeah, I do.
Awesome. We've added a few new options to our menu, so make sure to check those out. I'll be right back with your bread.
This is the making of a disaster.
Jamie, don't you just love this necklace that Amber sent to me?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's sapphires. Your favorite.
Your favorite.
Our favorite.
How is Amber doing?
Oh, she's still stuck in Mongolia.
She's not stuck. She fled to a country with no extradition treaty from the U.S.
I know, she's so brave.
Where is Maggie with that wine?
The original owner wasn't charging what they should have for rent. What an idiot. So, once I tripled it, I got my money back in less than 5 years. And, yeah, that's the first building I flipped.
Wow.
It's just silly. People don't know how to fix places up anymore. All you need to do is kick out a few unsavory people, add a gym, and bam, you're in business.
What exploitive thing is he bragging about now?
How would you like me to top you off?
Well, aren't you bold?
What?
More wine for the both of us, please.
Sure thing.
Might I just say, you are practically radiating with that smile of yours.
Thanks. I guess it's just been a good night.
Really?
Yeah, my favorite customers came back in today. They haven't dined here in a while.
Ooh, sounds like there's a story there. What do you think, Sam?
Probably one that's none of our business.
Well, I love dinner and a show.
Tell us more.
I really shouldn't. But they used to come in almost once a week, and Miss Parker would always leave a big tip because her girlfriend is kind of like a complicated diner. Anyway, last time they were here, they got into a big argument, and we haven't seen them since, but it looks like they're back together now.
Oh, doesn't a romantic story like that just make your heart sing?
Sure.
You know what? Send the happy couple a bottle of wine from us.
Oh my God, that is so nice of you.
I just love, love.
Someone give him an Oscar. Is this my punishment? Watching this train wreck and not being able to do anything about it? At this point, we're going to need a miracle or... What are they doing here?
What's the plan again?
Get one of them to leave without the other one seeing them, since they both don't want to answer their phone.
What's the big deal? They're both having dinner with other people. That's not a crime.
These two have been too lost in puppy love to actually communicate with each other. Sam's been cheated on one too many times for her to be able to handle seeing Jamie with her ex.
And if Jamie sees that sack of shit Harold with Sam, she'll definitely flip.
You know Harold.
He's the reason I've had to move office spaces twice. Asshole always raises the rent way too much.
Jamie's Rachel is... that Rachel?
You know Rachel? Sorry to hear that.
We had a mutual friend, and then that friend fled the country, so we don't really see each other anymore, thankfully. All right, I'm going to go over and talk to Jamie and Rachel. Go cause a distraction so Sam won't turn around and see me.
Sure thing, babe.
Don't be suspicious.
I won't.
Exciting news! A very nice patron has bought you this bottle of wine to celebrate!
Celebrate?
Your relationship! Everyone here is just so happy to see you guys back together.
Oh no, we're not.
Like I said, while I appreciate the invitation, I haven't changed my mind. I'm not selling-
Oh, look! The happy couple has gotten their wine. They look so cute.
Good for them. Are you listening to me?
Would you look at that? They're looking at us.
Sam, please do not turn around.
They're right over there.
Jamie Bear, don't be rude. Wave at them.
Rachel, we're not getting back together. This was supposed to be about us getting closure. Me getting closure. And instead, we've talked about your new jewelry business with Amber, which, to be honest, sounds like another money laundering scheme.
We will talk about our relationship after you thank that nice couple looking at us.
Fine. Shit.
Jamie?
Oh, Sammy.
I gotta go.
Don't forget to email the contract. Lovely doing business with you.
Sam, stop.
Jamie, where are you going?
Far from this hellhole, Rachel.
What is going on with you, hellhole? We're having such a lovely night.
We weren't. This night has been horrible. Just like most dates with you. I hate the juicy crab. Every bite I take, I think it'll be my last.
Okay, you're being dramatic, Jamie, now.
I have a shellfish allergy, a severe one, and you never cared about that or really me.
Don't be silly, Pumpkin. Of course I care. Look, let's just go back inside, grab that nice bottle of wine, and go back to my place. We'll start over there.
No, I don't want to start over with you, Rachel. I was hoping this night was going to bring me closure. And I guess it did in a weird way. I realize that you've always been the problem, not me. There's not enough room in any relationship with you because you'll always put yourself first.
I love and respect myself. You should try it.
I am. For the first time in a long time, I am. And that means leaving you behind. Goodbye, Rachel. Have a nice life.
Jamie! Jamie, wait!
Sam!
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Sam, just wait a second. We need to talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
It's not what it looked like.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
No, really, that was just Rachel.
Rachel? Your ex-fiance, Rachel?
No, I mean, yes, she was, but she was never my fiancé.
No, you just loved her enough to want to spend the rest of your life with her.
That was a year ago. Things change. I changed. I learned how to want more for myself. Tonight was all about me getting closure, so I could start a new relationship with no hang-ups.
Right.
Well, what were you doing with Harold?
You know Harold?
He's single-handedly gentrifying the neighborhood. Of course I know him. He was sniffing around trying to get your dad to sell about a year ago. Your dad hated him.
He failed to mention that.
Yeah, because he's shady and wants to turn everything into some squeaky clean posh place. You're not still considering selling the building, right?
And if I was? Were you just pretending to like me because of the bar?
Of course not. I really like you, Sam.
You don't even know me. God, I am such an idiot.
You're not. These last 5 days talking with you have been the best I've felt in forever, and that's because of you.
Jamie, if I sold the building, would you still want me?
Sam, that's not fair.
Great. That's my answer then.
Sam, it's not like that, but you're selling the building because you're mad at me.
I'm selling the bar because it's a reminder of what a coward and failure of a daughter I was. And for one stupid moment, I thought I could be part of something my dad built. That I could be part of this safe space my dad created for me, not knowing that it was something I desperately needed. But as usual, Sammy doesn't get what she wants.
Sam, you can still be a part of this. This is your community. You always have a place there. And with me, if you wanted it.
Not anymore.
I know we've only just met and it's been a roller coaster, but I know I could love you one day. One day really soon. I want to love you.
I can't do this, Jamie. Our lease agreement stands as is. Bye, Jamie.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Where did you go?
That lobster tank is practically bulletproof, and I paid Jamie's bill. Don't want her to bail out again anytime soon. Wine?
I'll definitely be needing this bottle. And, like, pour more, since we failed. There is no way that entire fiasco didn't end in tears.
You can say that again. At this point, I'm certainly going to be in this form for eternity.
Does this make us star-crossed lovers, then? Like, I'm the Romeo to your Juliet?
Gross. We're better than two dumb teens with a suicide pact. At least pick something romantic, like The Hunger Games.
I think we remember that series a little differently.
Yep. All right. I've got to go do best friend duty. I'll stop by your place when I'm done.
It's Heather. She needs me to come over for mandatory best friend support.
Looks like you're on best friend duty, too.
They really like me.
Of course they do. You're the best. Meet up at your place around 11?
Sounds perfect.
Mel and Joe should be done with comforting our girls. Let's see what schemes they've come up with to fix this mess. Oh, they're busy doing things. We'll just let them figure it out by themselves.
That was the worst.
I gave you 6.
Not that. That was great. I meant Sam.
Oh, yeah. Jamie was a mess, too.
Sam is usually a stereotypical Scorpio moon,
But her Venus in Cancer really jumped out tonight.
I love when you talk astrology. It's so hot, babe. It's like you're talking a whole other language.
Baby, once I can feel my legs, I'm going to read your entire birth chart.
Well, that was a night. That was quite an evening. I've never seen the light.
Wait, did you mean the fight?
Or the subsequently pleasing expertise we both brought to light?
Well, baby, you're reading my mind.
Do you need
a refreshment, please?
Maybe some water?
Or something that's stronger?
It's like you can see in my head.
Well, baby, I do like a little light reading in bed.
Whatever you're doing, I swear that you're reading my mind.
Oh, hey, Molly.
Aww. Who's a good little pig?
Molly, what are we gonna do about Sam and Jamie?
I wish those kids could just work it out.
They need a push in the right direction.
Someone to help them push away all their doubts.
They need an intervention.
Well, baby, read my mind. We could scheme, plot.
Baby, that's hot. I love the way you think.
We could write up a text.
No, I'm over my ex, and I think we should go for drinks.
Careful, baby, you're reading my mind. I had a thought.
And I'd love to know what.
I just got this pie I've been dying to try.
Better be pecan, or we can just call it a night.
Well, where did you come from, and how are you reading my mind? We could get them alone after stealing their phones and lock them both in a room. If they talked it all out, then I don't have a doubt they'd be otherwise occupied soon.
Or imagine a plan where they're both in a van and we drive them out into the forest. And then on their way back in this little old shack, they've got feelings and they can't ignore them.
You're totally insane. You know that, right? But baby...
I do know someone who owes me a favor that has a van with blacked out windows.
We just need to find a shack then.
We could build one, put a camera in there to make sure they actually talk out their feelings.
Let's put a pause on Truman showing our friends and get some pie.
Cool. We'll put Molly in her pen room and come back in here and scheme some more. And then you can tell me what having all but one fire placements means.
God, you get hotter every second.
I hope those two can scheme up something to get those girls to see reason. They have 10 days to fix this before it all becomes irreversible. For now, it looks like the flame is about to go out. Tune in next week for the series finale of The Flame.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Guther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel, Chelina Kennedy as Rachel, and Jesse Nowak as Harold.
Lauren Flans as Maggie.
Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Doncom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mongrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vico Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Tap Dancing by Anna Catherine Brigida. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.